Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
No, 46528.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
First and last name is Don, D-O-N, Haar, spelled H-A-A-R-E-R.
I'm looking for that name, sir.
Okay.
But God's word never changes. Speak to us as we go through the Bible in a today's Bible reading will be from the book of Hosea, chapters 1 to 4. The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, Call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel.
Okay, I'm not pulling up an account with that name, sir. I'm looking. Would it be a different name I can try, sir?
Well, it'd be my full name, Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D.
Mm-hmm.
God said unto him,
Donald Haar.
Lo Ruhama, for I will no more have mercy.
No, sir. That zip code you said was 46528, correct?
46528. I have a reference number.
You have an order number, sir?
What? It's called reference number.
No, I would need an order number.
Order number.
You have an order number, sir?
Just this, well, let me give you this number. Let's see. It would be 854-222-9, Frank, George, Samuel, 6, six, David, six, Samuel, Victor, Zebra.
And appoint themselves one head. They shall come up out of the land. For great shall be the day of Jezreel. Say ye unto your brethren.
I'm not pulling up anything with that number. Let's try the first six and last four of the card that's actually being billed.
My wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms.
What's the
You want the last four of the
first
card?
Six and last four of the card being built.
And set her as in the day that she was born.
I have the last four. Let's see. We've had to change. We've had to change cards. I have the last four, but let me see if I can find the.
I will go after
first
my
four.
Give me my bread and my water.
See, this might be different. I don't
know. And my drink. There are people. I will hedge up.
Okay, I got it. Ready?
Make a wall that
yes, sir.
5-3-3-5.
But she shall not over
7-7-7-1.
So the first six is 5-3-3-5-7-7.
First husband.
7-1.
7-1, and then last four, please.
Well, the last four is 7-7-7-1.
Okay, I need the first six numbers and the last four numbers, sir. So I'm missing two numbers from the first six. I got 5-3-5-5-3-3-5. What's after that?
1-7.
Okay, 1-7, and then 7-7-1-1, correct?
No, it's 7-7-7-1.
7-7-7-1 for the last, okay.
Yeah.
No, I got that correct. So 5-3-3-5-1-7 for the first six. Last four, 7-7-7-1.
You are right.
Okay. Thank you.
And she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels. And she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. I will give her...
I'm looking with that card.
In the Valley of Achor...
I'm sorry?
I am looking for that card.
Okay.
The day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Bali. For I will take away the name...
Okay, and can I have the shipping address there on the account, Mr.
...by their name.
Yes, 14158 State Road 4, Goshen, Indiana, 46528.
I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness,
thank you.
In judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. Thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil. And they shall hear.
I've located the account with that information. I'm showing this is in regards to the Factor Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership is what you have with us. So you received a
they shall say, thou art my God.
Tablet as a gift for signing up for our Factor Direct Savings Store for the charge of $7.95. And after signing up, you were going to receive the membership fee charge that was going to be 4 days after initially signing up for the 7 days after signing up for the membership. How do you see? That's what you were billed each month was for the $56.95, and you were going to receive a $125 gift card to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. How can I help you with this?
Well, I did not know I signed up for anything. I did not receive a gift card. I did not spend anything. But this charge is on my credit card statement.
Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel.
Okay, sir. I'll be happy to close this out as you've requested, sir.
Yes. Will I get any credit for this?
I will be happy to go ahead and see what we can do about our refund. Please stay in line. I am showing that you are eligible for a 35% refund. I can issue that back to your account today as a courtesy today.
So I only get 35%?
I can issue a 35% refund, yes, sir, as a courtesy.
And that's all.
Okay, I will try to speak to my supervisor and see if there's anything more we can do about that refund. Please stay on the line.
Okay.
Destroy thy mother.
My
people are destroyed.
Nate Lambright. I know.
So reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgot the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart
it's
on
not a gimmick, is it?
I don't know what they said. I signed up for something. Yeah, it is a gimmick.
Reward them their doings, for they shall eat and not have enough.
Okay. I have gone and spoken with my supervisor. And they agreed for that we can do a 50% refund as a one-time courtesy. What? That's the most we can do as a courtesy for you today, sir.
What percent was that?
50% refund on that most recent charge for you.
Well, that's better than nothing, but...
I'm going to get that refunded for you.
The rest of the money is just down the drain.
Let me go in and get that refunded for you, sir. Please stand in line.
You want me to stand on the line? Stay on the line?
Yes, I'm working on getting the refund issued for you. Please stand in line.
Thank you. All right.
Just get half of it back. Where's...
What did you do?
I don't know. Said I signed up for something. Golly. Well, I'm wondering if it's CVS had some promo products. CVS does. I wonder if it's through that. They get you and you don't even know it.
For rulers with shame do love, give heed. The wind,
I don't know that what I signed up for.
They shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. You have been listening to God's word on...
I have got the refund issued. You'll be getting back to your account. 2047. That'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And are you ready for the confirmation number, sir?
Yes.
2-5-6-1-2-5-9-9.
Okay, say that again.
2-5-6-1-2-5-9-9.
Okay, I got it this time. What did I sign up for?
Yes, sir. As our Factor Direct Savings Store Gadget Club, you selected a tablet as the gift when signing up, and then you were billed the membership.
Well, I never received
a
tablet. Ma'am, I never received any tablet.
Okay, sir. I do apologize. That charge is a valid charge, as it did disclose it in the terms and conditions being placed to order. I issue the 50% refund, sir. That's the most I can do for you as a courtesy, sir.
I understand, but if I signed
terms and conditions when you place that order.
If I signed up for a tablet, why didn't I get one?
Sir, it's showing it was shipped to you.
I never got any.
Okay, sir, I'm showing it was shipped to you and delivered.
No. I never got a tablet. Never did.
Okay, sir, I do apologize. I can go ahead and get a reshipment sent out for you, sir.
What will you send out?
I can go ahead and get a reshipment sent out for what you initially ordered.
No, you don't want it. He wants to reship the one.
Well, if I already paid for it, but then I wanted my refund, I want my money back.
Okay, sir, the charge is a valid charge. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you placed the order. The most we can do as a courtesy is that 50% refund that's been issued.
Okay, but no tablet.
Okay, I will not do reshipment.
I mean, I'd like to have one if I paid for it. Hello?
So what would you like me to do, sir? Would you like me to send out a reshipment for what you initially ordered, sir?
Yes, send it out, but I want that 50% back.
50% refund has been issued already, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll wait for the tablet, but I never got any.
One moment while I get the reshipment sent out.
Okay. Maybe I wasn't home. I don't know, but I never got any.
You don't think it's a gimmick.
I know what it was through that CVS I could get a tablet for. It was cheap. It's $7.
I'm still here. I'm getting that place, sir.
Okay. That's what it was through CVS stuff.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the order sent for the reshipment to be sent out. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still
morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the reshipment sent out to you, so you should receive it within the next 3 to 5 business days. That does not include weekends or holidays as business days, sir. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a very wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we get a tablet, I don't know where I go to get going. Might be replace this thing. We'll see once. Yeah, CVS had special.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, that's all. I'm sorry, I forgot to hang up.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.